We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud right at the beginning of Gemara. Itmar, Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna, Mikra Mole Diba Kosev. There's a first apostolic by Nazir that already says Lo Yitama. It says that you now be matama even to your kravim. It says La Aviv Uliimoy La Achiv La Chayis Lo Yitama Lahem BeMoisam Kinezer LeKaval Reishoy. So why do you need, Kishoimer lo yavoi, what do you need the next pasuk of lo yavoi? The pasuk which actually before, it says, Kol yimei hazira l'Hashem, al nefesh meis lo yavoi. And the question is, if you have lo yitama, why do you need the pasuk of lo yavoi? So zok to Rabba, b'shem Rav Huna, lahazira al tumo, lahazira al abia. To mechayev two lavim, you can mechayev on the tumo, and you mechayev on bia, which is going into the Beis HaKvara, so going into the place of tumo, going to the oil of tumo. There's lazir la tumah, lazir la bia. It means to go into a oil la tumah. This is the lavoi.
That's tumah itself.
Right. But as we finish the omid, we'll get more clarity in this sheetus. Avatumah loy, like the Gemara will explain later on, that according to this Vandiyama, since you're not being mace of tumah, if you touch a mace, and then you go again, and you touch a mace again, so then you're not going to be chayiv to lavim. And we just looked at the Mishnah, not like that. We'll see. The Gemara will ask from the Mishnah. But tumah, he says, since you're not moisiv tumah, there's no lav for that. If you have a case of you went in, you touched mace and you went into a basic forest or went into oil mace, that's considered to be moisiv tumah. That's also a question: why? How you be moisiv tumah? We'll see the Gemara. Gemara will talk about it. But there's two lav. There's lav lo yavoi and lo yitama. Then you can be chayiv too. If there's a case of two lav lo yitama and lo yavoi, you can be chayiv too. But a regular classic tumah and tumah, Rabba says b'shem Rav Huna that no. Rav Yosef argues. Rav Yosef Omar halikim Omar Rav Huna makes a shvua that Rav Huna said not like that, not like Rabba saying. Rav Huna said a filo tumah v'tumah, even tumah and then again tumah, you chayiv twice. Dom Rav Huna, Nozir Shoya Imid Vesa Kvaris, a Nozir standing in Vesa Kvaris, and obviously his tummy standing in Vesa Kvaris. But his sheep deloy Mesai U Mesacher, and they handed him either his own mace, which is a karav, or a different mace, makes a difference. That's what Rav Huna saying, makes a difference. But Noga boy, and he touched it, Yechayiv. He's standing in Vesa Kvaris, his tummy already. Elolab, Shmami no, Om Rav Huna, I feel a tumma vatumma. You see him here, Rav Huna holds. Even tumma of a tumma. So Rav Yosef comes and he says he has a memory for Rav Huna, not like this, that even tumma and tumma you chayiv twice, and not like Rabba said that you're not chayiv twice for tumma and tumma, you only chayiv for lo yitama and lo yava, whatever that case is, we'll see later on. But they're arguing by tumma and tumma, a could be chayiv twice. According to Rabba, you're not chayiv twice. If you touch a mace, then you touch a mace again, even with two different hasras, you only chayiv one. And according to Rav Yosef, you are chayiv too. Eisve Abaya has a kasha on. Abaya asks a kasha to Rav Yosef. Eisve Abaya from a brisa it says Tosfos Girsa is Nozir shahoya mace munach la'ak sefav. A Nozir had a mace sitting on his shoulder. He was Muhammad touching a mace. V'shita loy mace u mace achar, and someone handed him either a mace, his own mace, which means a karav, or a mace achar. V'noga boy, and he touched it. Yochol yehi chayiv. You would think maybe it should be chayiv because now I'm touching another mace. Tam aloima shteitim pasuk. So the pasuk was supposed to be bringing down his lo yitama bal ba'amav lehi chaloi. So first of all, as an aside, the Gemara always tells you the psukim for kahanim and psukim for nazir. They go together. The isser for nazir to mitama and the isser for kohen to mitama are learned from each other from exeri shava ima imoi and daf mem ches. So it says about a pasuk by a kohen lo yitama bal ba'amav lehi chaloi, and we learn from that that b'mi she'ena mechulul. There's only a lav by someone who's not mechulul already. He's not ready tama. This person already is ready tameh, so therefore there is no lav to become tameh. So we have Abaye asked Rav Yosef, I have now a first of Brisa that says that if a nozir is tameh, has tameh aksef, I've touched another mace, you're not chayiv. So how could Rav Yosef say the chayiv tuma? I have a Brisa that's not like that. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, who asked the kasha, said, "Tikshulach mastisim. Isn't there a Mishnah like me? The Mishnah like me. The Tanan learned it on Mishnah. We just learned this Mishnah on Amud Aleph. The Tanan, Hoyim etamei lemeisim kol yom. Someone was tamei lemeisim the whole day. Ain't a chayiv alacha. It's only chayiv one. The only chayiv one. Omru loy al tatamei al tatamei. He gives him two asuras. Chayev a kolachas v'achas. It's chayev in each one. Ma'amai, ha'ma tamei v'koyim. He's tamei. He's tamei as it is. So Ella, so zakaponim. So that's where Rav Yosi Tan is back. So I don't know what you're talking about. We have a mishnah like me, and the way Tosfos learns the sugya, Rav Yosi says the price is not true. I have a mishnah like me, and that's where I'm coming from, and that's where Rav Huna is coming from. And tuma is aser.
Why can't you just
answer the Al-Tama? Even Al-Tama doesn't help, because the whole part is the pshat in Rav Huna. I spoke about before already that even Al-Tama, the mandiyam, all the mandiyam holds that tuma and tuma is not. Also, because he's tummy ready, he's v'chul v'oimid. Like we learned in the Brisa, the Lashon HaPasuk is lech aloy. Even if to us raws makes no difference. If he's tummy ready, he can't be moisiv tumma. That's what this van diyamol is. Lech aloy. The whole iser is only if you be mechali stuff. V'chul v'oimid. There is no iser. There is no iser. So this is chaz again. That Rabba holds that tumma atumma. If you're tummy ready and not being moisiv tumma, there is no chiv. Only by lo yovay and lo yitam. We'll see what that means. That's the only time you chayv too. But tumma atumma, even to us raws, you're not chayv. Rav Yosef said, you are chayev too, if you have two asros. You are chayev too. For example, a guy is holding something in the basic forest, holding something on his shoulder, and someone handed him something. That's going to be also, that's Rav Yosef's fault. So we had a kasha from a brisa that says that you're not chayev. So Rav Yosef says back, what do you mean? I have a mishnah. The mishnah is like me. So therefore, I am not worried about the brisa. I'm not being gurus the brisa. Take away the brisa. I have a mishnah. So Abaye says back, this is all Tosfos' way Tosfos learns the sugya. So Abaye answers back, loy kasha. He says, we have elikasha, loy kasha. He says, Tosfos, Abaye bolotaretz mestisim abraisa. Abaye says, no, I'm still asking my kasha, and it's not a kasha from the braisa, and I'll explain it to you. Not kasha from the Mishnah on the braisa, I'll explain it to you. Loy kasha adati, because loy kasha kam b'chiburim, kam b'shloy b'chiburim. Elikasha adati, loy kasha kam b'chiburim, kam b'shloy b'chiburim. Which means like this, that if, when this is Pashut, if someone touched a mace today and touched a mace tomorrow, he was sure chayiv. Why? Because he's moisiv tumah. Today, he had only 6 days to go to matar himself because he only needs 7 days. Tomorrow, if he touched the mace, he needs another day. So that's Pashut. Now, there's another thing called tumah b'chiburim. That if right now you are touching a mace and then someone else touches you, that person is tumah 7 days. If you're not touching the mace, you just have tummy mace for touching a mace, then and someone touches you, he's only tummy tumas erev. It means the difference. We have Reuven who became a tummy mace. He touched the mace, he let go, now someone else touches Reuven, he's only tummy is erev. If Reuven is touching the mace right now, and someone touches Reuven, he's tummy v'chaburim. So the Gemara answers that when do we say that the second time is not chayiv, we're not moisiv tumah? When you're not moisiv tumah, you're not moisiv tumah when you let go of the mace, and when you let go of the mace, when you're touching the mace and someone else touches you, so anyway you're touching the mace, so therefore now another mace touches you, you're touching the mace, now another mace touches you, not moisiv tumah, because you're still touching the mace. But if you let go of the mace, and then someone hands you a mace, now you're just moisiv tumah. You became now a conduit to make people tell me to shiva. So now you're moisiv tumah. That means if you are touching the mace right now and someone touches you a mace, you're not going to be chayiv again. Why? Because I'm mace. I'm tummy mace and I'm actually touching a mace right now. But if I let go from the mace and now someone touches me a mace, now when the guy touches me a mace, that's making me a moisiv tumah. So now I'm going to be a conduit to make the guy tumah shiva. Now, there's always a shy in the lumdus how it works. Is the way it works is just a conductor that if I touch Reuven, it's like I'm touching the mace. So then it's nothing to do with Tumas Reuven. Reuven not Moisiv Tumah. But obviously, the way Tosfos learns the sugya, that it's a Hisaf as Tumah. The reason why the Reuven can metama the new guy Shema Shiva is because when he's touching a mace, he has such strong Tumah, he becomes Avi Avayis Tumah. And he can actually make someone Tumah Shiva. That's the lomnis. He becomes Avi Avayis Tumah. So how do we answer the price? Now we spoke everything else. Let's pick out the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is like this. Rav Yosef holds you always two times tummy, you always chayv. A rabbi said no, that if you're tummy already and touch another tummy, you're not chayv. But we have two brises. Our mishnah says you are chayv, and a brise is not chayv. Zok tabai, it's not shver. Our mishnah is talking about that you let go of the mace, now someone touched the mace, now you touch the mace again, so that's chayv again. You know why? Being moisiv tumah on myself. The case where I'm not moisiv tumah on myself is while I'm touching a mace, touch another mace, that's the case we're not chayv twice. That's the case we're not chayv twice. That's the.
Touching in the mishnah means not letting go.
The touching the mishnah when it's the second time, while I'm touching it, if at that time I'm touching it, I'm my stomach, and they're like, oh, at that time I'm touching it, I'm my stomach, yeah. Frank the Gemara Kasha, Betuma Chiburim De'araisa, is Tuma Chiburim De'araisa. We're learning over here that it's Chayiv Malkus, right, for this. So that means that we're learning that Tuma Chiburim is Haysafa, so it means De'araisa. Is it De'araisa? We have a memra, we have here, Va'amur Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yana, Le'omru Tuma V'chiburim, El Tshuma V'kachim, Ava Nozor Yis Pesach Loi. He said a memra, only said Tuma V'chiburim, only V'chuma V'kachim, which sounds like right now we're saying, that the only time you have Tuma Shiva, if someone touches Reuven while Reuven is touching a mace, the only time it's Tuma Shiva, it's only for Tuma V'kachim, but not for Nozor Yis Pesach. And if Yamar Deraisa, Maishnav, if it's Deraisa, you don't make a chilik between Tuma and Kachim, you don't make a chumra of Kachim by Deraisas. So what's going on over here? So it must be only Derabbanan. So how can you get Malkus to that? It's not Haysafa Tuma V'Deraisa. So Gemara answers, Kam Mechaburi Adam Ba'Adam, Kam Mechaburi Adam Ba'Meis. Which the way Tosfos learns is like this, that if there's a three people, we have a three-person chain. You have Reuven touching the mace, Shimon's touching Reuven, and Levi touches Shimon. In that case, what's the halacha? That case only made the Rabbanon that Levi becomes Tuma Shiva, only for Truma and Kachim. Shimon is Tuma Shiva made the Raisa, because Shimon's touching Reuven is touching the mace. Levi, who touches Shimon, is only Tuma Shiva made the Rabbanon. And that's where Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef is talking when he says, Le'omru Tuma Chaburim El V'Chum V'Kachim, he means, well, when there's a third person, Kam Chaburim Adam Ba'Adam, Kam Chaburim Adam Meis, which means, when Shimon is touching Reuven, who is touching the mace, good. But when Levi is touching Shimon, who is touching Reuven, then it's only Medir Abanon. So Zok the Gemara now, right? Akasha on Rabba. Rabba said, Tuma is not enough, right? He said, when? We said, let's say, Tuma means where he's touching the mace and someone else touches him. He's Tummy ready. Nothing Moisif. Ava Tuma Loi, Dama Tama V'Koyim. So then, Frank the Gemara, why was Rabba saying, Metama Bia is Chayev 2? It says, Lo Yavoi and Lo Yitama Yechayev 2. What's the case? Tama Bia Nami, Hama Tama V'Koyi. He's Tummy, so what's the case? Let's say, He's Tommy. So then he walks in. What does it mean? What does it mean? B. What does it mean? Tommy or B. What's the two things? So the Gemara, Rav Yechanan, Kam Bayis, Kam Besoda. One case of Bayis, one case of Soda. The case of Bayis is he went into a house that inside there was a mace, and he wasn't Tommy for that. So he walks in. He's being Oyva and Lo Yitama and Lo Yavai Bevasachas. He's Lo Yitama. He's going into oil and mace and Lo Yavai. He says Bevasachas. He's been Chayiv. Both things, that's as chayev too. Mashaike besoda, without oil, there is not chayech vasachas. Whoever he touches first, he's tame, and he can't have the next lav anymore. He can't have the next lav anymore. Why? Because he's already mechul of oimid. Let's say he has a mace like seifai, and he say, don't touch the tumma. He's mechul of oimid. And there's no tumma, machmas the sheni, machmas the tumma sheni. So the chilub teen, machmas the second tumma. So a bias means it's chayech to have a vasachas at one time, and therefore you chayev for the tumma. And for the loyatama and the loyava, Freita Gemara, that's not true. The bayis nami kimi the al yodoy is tov. Once he sticks his hand into the house, like Tosfos explains, a house that has a mace in it, it's considered it's kuula, it's kilu mole tuma. It's like full of bones. I stick my hand in, I touch the bone. So kimi the al yodoy is tov. It became tame. Ki ayel so and kihal kule. Then you're tame vaymid. When you go completely, you're ready tame. So how can you chayav loyava? He's saying a person walks like, you know, with his hands in front, you know, back and forth. So his hand goes in first to the house, and he's tummy ready. So now when he walks in, the lo yava is too late. It's afterwards. So Hakia say we said it came about sachas lo yitama lo yava is not true. His lo yitama was chal first. Elo amar Rabbi Loza tziruf yodoy mashum tuma ika mashum bia leka. You're right. If his hand goes in first, he's tummy first before the bia. And you will not be able to chayev twice according to Rabbah. But v'tziruf gufoy, if he puts his hands to the side of his guf, and he walks in like a statue, tight, you know, holding his sides, putting his hand to the sides, there his hands don't go in first. So gufoy tmei or bia b'hadidadikasi, it comes in the exact same time. Freit the Gemara, he forgot about his nose. His nose goes in first. Huh?
His left leg.
Is oh, left. Very good. The one that's your cash also. You know, stick in your nose first. V'nochas atoma, become tome. Elo amar Rava. You're right. Hichas yodah, m'shem tome ika, they'll be tome out the hand, and m'shem be a leka. Hichas gufay, tome be a bahadid adik asin. Then but you go into gufay, tome be a bahadid adik asin. So what does that mean? What's more being mice of here? The more saying is that he stuck his head back and didn't stick his nose in. He stuck his head back and walked in first like that. And this way, his nose didn't go in first. Frank the Gemara, that's by the carib ratio. His toe, his big toe, is going to go in first. His longest toe will be in first. So Tosfos asks, why is he walked in backwards? So Tosfos says, because walking in backwards is loishma bia. But then Tosfos says, you know what? It wouldn't help anyway. Whatever walks in first, something's going to go in first. Something is going to go in first before his whole body goes in. So anyway, this didn't work out. That terrace did not work out. Walking into the house did not work out. So what's the terrace? What we have to answer the terrace. So Gemara says, two terutzim. El amra papa, goyin, shenichnas, beshida, teva, umigdom. He went in this covered wagon, or a covered box. So far, he's in a covered box. He's in his own oil. He's not tamei meis yet. The friend came and took off the roof or the floor. Took it off, and Tosis explains that he was Misayeya, because how did he become Gay Malchus over here? He helped out. But we don't say he did it, because if he did it, it's impossible that something will come out first. You know, one of his body parts will come out first and become Tomei first. Therefore, the friend took it off, helped take it off, but he helped also. And therefore, he made himself Tomei and the Isla Yavai all at one time. So then, Bahadi Alekhasin, he's chayef for both Isurim of Loi Tama and Loi Yava. That's terrorist number one. Second terrorist, Mar Bar Vash Yomar, could go into Isle Kashu Goises. He went into the house and he knew it was a Goises there. Vidnofak Nishmose, and the person died. So Adiyosev, as he was sitting there, the guy died. The Tumah of Abiyah, Hadi Alekhasin, the Tumah of Abiyah came at the same time. Therefore, it's chayef Malkus for both. Since the Tumah of Abiyah came at the same time, because the mace died. You can ask me a kasha, maybe this is what means to ask, is the l'chayra to lav she'en boi maisa? To lav she'en boi maisa l'chayra. Bishop take off the roof, he did a maisa. Here, you came in, the guy died. So between the Rosh and the Karanayra is this barer of pshat that we'll see in the Gemara later on the bottom of the Gimel Med Aleph, that he holds that there's an iser for a kohen or nazir to go into the house with a nazir there. With a geisus there. With a geisus there. The issa mamish, it could be the raisa, to go into the house with a geisus. So now here, he went in, he did something wrong, went into the geisus. Once he did that wrong, and the geisus dies, so then you could mitzarev that maisa of going in while it's a geisus, to be chayev to lavim. That's how they learn. It's a little bit, obviously it needs a beer. It's not so geshmak. And the betzem, the Rosh has dimakash, it's asra sofik. It's asra sofik, it's really asra sofik, shma asra. How do you give asra? It's asra sofik. Linira, given the rave geis and misa, Dr. Rosh, le have asra sofik, le hachi nakashu geis, le nakashu chayla, because it's basically a vaday. It's basically a vaday. Hakaponim, so here, this is what comes out, that this Tumah Halakim over here, had to say the case of misa together with to get Misa together with Bia, how it's Chayav together. But according to Rabbah, there's only Malkus, only if you're Moisiv Tumah, but not Stam, Tumah on Tumah.